Macmillan Audio presents The Narrowboat Summer by Anne Youngson. Read for you by Helen Lloyd.
Chapter 1. The Number 1. On the towpath of a canal, in a town not far from London, not far from the coast, is moored a narrowboat, painted dark blue, with the name Number 1 picked out in red lettering on the prow. It is tethered tightly to the bank, with ropes made wet by the rain and slimy with age, wrapped around pegs bent out of shape by the misaimed blows of a lump hammer. It is still in the water. At either end, the doors are fast shut, and the windows along the side are latched. On the roof is a skylight, cantilevered up to let the fresh air into the cabin below. Puddles of water on the deck and roof show that it has been raining, but at this moment it is not. There are two people on the towpath, walking towards each other. One is a tall, relatively plump woman, that is to say, around half the number of women in her age group. She has gone some distance past 50, would be slimmer and shorter than she is, but she is not so tall or so plump as to be remarkable. In one hand, she has an orange carrier bag, and on her feet a pair of bright silver trainers. These might not be out of place on a towpath, but are...